Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, sir. My name is Stanley, calling from Opinion Research, and we just want to ask you a couple questions concerning the problems facing our nation, the state, and our local community, sir. Are you registered to vote in Michigan, sir?
No.
No? Is there somebody in the household that might be registered to vote in Michigan that I can do a survey with?
Yeah, I can vote for Michigan.
Okay.
I just don't like to.
Well, you know, your opinion matters, sir. And
That's what they say, but okay.
I could still do the survey if you like. We could still try to do it.
All right.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're, let's see, English and male. And, okay, so you're not registered to vote at all, correct?
No, I am. I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you in Michigan or somewhere else?
Yeah, Michigan.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Okay, then we'll just move on from there. So just to make sure we're reaching all the age categories, I just need to know the year, not your no other detail of your birthday.
67.
Thank you, sir. 1967. Thank you. Okay, moving on. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Probably not. Okay, that's okay. I mean, that's what we want to know, your opinion. Will not vote. Okay, perfect. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? If there's more, if you feel strongly about more than one, I'll put it down for you. No problem.
Well, I just I don't agree with the financial situation, especially with people on disability.
So the economy, or is it another?
Yeah.
Okay.
The economy and the pay that people get for disability. I mean, you can't live on it. I'm on it.
Okay.
I got on in 2008, and because I got fell and hurt. Parts in my back and in my neck, and they don't even give me. I don't even get a month, but I made a week.
Right. Hey, I get it, and that's good to know, because I haven't, honestly, to tell you the truth, I've been doing this survey for a couple of days now, and I haven't heard anybody bring that topic up, so that's good, that's very good. So it's, what would you call it, disability?
Disability insurance, Social Security disability. I've worked my whole life, I worked good jobs, I mean, I was union labor, I made like $2,500 to $3,000 a week, because I'd work all the overtime I could get. And then I get on Social Security, I get $340 or $380 a month. Come on.
I understand. You've been contributing.
You can't even rent an apartment for that, really.
Understood, sir. It's very expensive right now. I understand you completely, sir. Anything else? So I have economy, disability insurance. Anything else?
I don't know. The way they're handling the immigrants coming in, I just think they could do a better job at it. I mean, I don't mind them coming here if they're legal.
Uh-huh.
But I think there should be a different setup for them to, different way for them to,
and let me just say,
you know, let people come into our country.
We're going to go through a couple questions like that you'll be able to respond to and give your opinion. Okay, so we're going to start with the economy. You're saying your disability insurance is not enough, correct?
Oh, no, not even close.
It's not enough to live off of, or?
No, you can't live off of it. Not comfortably, you can't. I mean,
so it's not enough to cover your basic necessities. Would that be?
Yeah,
would I?
That's correct.
Cover basic necessities.
Unless you lived in a gutter.
Well, you know, some people do.
I mean, some people have. I have before.
Well, sorry to hear that, but we've all had a hard time, including myself.
So mine was just my house got destroyed. Yeah, my house just got destroyed in a storm, so
oh,
it was
wow,
like being in a gutter.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now, thinking back to 2020, sir, the presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip
that? I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next.
That's one time I did vote.
Yeah, okay, so thinking again, back to November's election. Back to this November's election, the upcoming election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'd go for Donald Trump again.
Thank you, sir. some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates, using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 being there's no chance, 100 means you definitely would vote for them. There's only two. Joe Biden would be the first one from 0 to 100, sir.
Definitely not.
Okay, so what number should we put for him, between 0 and 100?
0.
Thank you. And the next would be Donald Trump, sir, 0 through 100.
100%.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Next question. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I'm not quite sure on that one. I really haven't been keeping up on that.
Would you say you're undecided?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
I have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean? Now they were leaning towards somebody, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate. Do you have anyone that you would lean towards?
I don't have a specific.
Okay.
You know, I don't. Got it. But they both have good options, good argument and stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say.
You sound like a fair person, so you're undecided. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And who do you trust more when it comes to immigration issues, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I'd have to go with the Republican Party.
Okay. And how much is it, somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How do you feel about that?
I feel that's 100%.
Okay, so strongly agree, strongly disagree?
Yep, I agree.
Thank you, sir. Next one is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. How do you feel about that? Do you agree, somewhat disagree?
I kind of agree, but I think they should be a full citizen first because they're taken away from the citizens that are here.
Understood. So you say, so then your opinion is somewhat agree.
Yeah.
With that, okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How do you feel about that, sir? Do you agree, or strongly disagree, or somewhat?
I'm somewhat agree.
Okay, thank
you,
sir.
I'm in between.
Right. I hear you. You're trying to be fair. I hear you.
Yeah.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. What do you think
I
about
agree
that?
100%. I agree 100% on that. Families should be stuck together.
Right. And, I can't really say, I can't give you my opinion, but,
Right. I'm just telling you what I feel.
Right. I truly respect and everything, anything you say, sir, please, feel free to say it.
I will.
That's the good thing about America, that we can, respect each other's opinions. At least, right? Okay. So I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Okay, and there's also a somewhat disagree and somewhat agree. Strongly disagree and strongly agree. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background checks and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
I strongly agree.
Thank you, sir.
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. How do you feel about that?
I agree with it.
Okay, it's somewhat strong. Thank you, sir.
Strongly.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I strongly agree.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I agree. They've been here over 10 years. They should be here.
Okay. Strongly, somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And then X category. We're about three quarters of the way through. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less likely or more likely to vote for him in 2024 election. So this is the first program. So we have much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely.
I wouldn't vote for him. I wouldn't vote for him, for period.
Okay. So we'll just go through them, and you just tell me what you want me to put. But I do have to read the question. That's just part
right,
of it.
Right, I understand.
Or they won't take up the survey. A program that grants work permits, and it's a little repetitive, so bear with me, sir. Thank you. I already know what you're going to answer because you already told me, but I'll still read them to you. The program that grants work permits for undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for President Biden? And you say...
I just wouldn't vote for him. Likely. Nothing's going to make
so it makes no difference. It makes
right.
no difference one way or another.
What he does, I'm not going to vote for.
Got it. Okay. So then we'll go through these kind of quick so we could get to the next section. A program that grants permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. So does this one also make no difference to you, sir?
No, it does not.
Okay, thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. So this one also doesn't make a difference to you, right? They're all for, okay, gotcha.
For
a program
all,
that keeps families,
and I don't.
Right. And I'm just going to ask you, I know your
I
answer.
I know.
I have to ask you. And I'll just put marking them down. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. This one also makes no difference to you, sir. We'll move on.
No.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable immigrants. Makes no difference. Is that correct, sir?
Mm-hmm. No difference.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that also not make a difference?
No.
Thank you, sir.
I agree with the concept, but I just don't want that present.
Right, and that's what this question is, and I'm glad you understand that. Some people don't get it sometimes what the questions are, and this one's asking you if that would make a difference for you to vote for the president, for Joe Biden.
Sure
none
won't.
Of these, okay, so this is the last one, and then we'll move on to the next section. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Does this one also not make a difference to you, sir?
No difference.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about the following questions. So the first one is Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that concern you? What's your
opinion? Yeah, it does. It does.
Somewhat, or very concerned?
Somewhat. I'd have to say very concerned. We don't need no conflicts over here.
There's so much going on in the world right now. It's pretty sad.
I know it.
You know? Donald Trump and the Republicans have opposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum, like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. How concerned does that make you?
I'm pretty concerned about that one.
Okay, very, somewhat?
Very.
Thank you, sir. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway. I think you mentioned this in the beginning of our conversation. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. How concerned does that make you?
Really concerned.
Thank you, sir. Joe Biden and the Democrats?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That still makes me concerned. I'm concerned. I'm going to vote for Biden. I mean, like I said, both sides have got good things going, you know, and looking out for the people, and that's what counts.
That's definitely a good perspective, you know, putting the people first.
I mean, that's all we got is our people.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All we got is each other. Joe Biden and the Democrats must make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned does that make you?
Real concerned.
Okay, very,
very concerned.
Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos at the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal by Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that concern you, sir?
Yeah, real concern. Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Okay, that's the end of that section, and we just got a little bit more. We're at 80, we're at 80%, and I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, even if neither are exactly right. Here's the first view. The first view is Donald Trump's, and he says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure
process. Hey, sir, I got to go right now. Hey, I got to go right now. My fiance's out here. She's upset. I got to find out what's going on.
We're almost done, sir. Can I call you back?
Yeah.
And about how long would it be? Could I call you back, sir?